What we're trying to do is to paint a picture of what the city will be like in 10 years' time. And the purpose of doing that is to prompt a debate about what we can do now to address some of the issues that will hit us in 10 years' time if we don't. One of the striking findings is that the population aged over 90 years will increase by about 50%. So although the elderly population in total will not increase that much, the very elderly will. The other big population change will be among students, and we'll see more and more students. And that has implications for the economy, has implications for things like litter collection, but it also has big implications for housing. We're seeing more and more houses converted into student accommodation, and that in turn impacts on families, people who want larger homes, and impacts on the cost of housing. There's good news in the report. So, for example, on alcohol, we're seeing alcohol consumption falling. And that's the trend we're seeing just now. We're seeing it in adults and in children. It might not be what people perceive when they walk out on a Saturday night and walk down West Street. There's still a lot of alcohol being consumed. And the predictions for alcohol consumption suggest that a greater proportion of alcohol consumption will be stuff that we buy ourselves from supermarkets and off sales rather than stuff we buy from bars and clubs and pubs. The other good news in it is drug deaths, which will fall. And these are primarily due to things like drugs like opiates, heroin, crack cocaine. And the people who are using those drugs are getting older. It's an older group of people. And young people, the drugs that they're using, it's a different profile. We're seeing more of them using novel psychoactive substances, which don't have the same impact on their lives and their behaviour, and how successful they are. Sexual behaviour is changing, that women are becoming more like men, so women are taking the same amount of risk in their sexual behaviour as men do. Number of partners become similar that women and men have. Use of condom, similar again. Same-sex experiences, we are predicting they will go up in women, but roughly stay the same in men. And these are based on trends that we're seeing just now. I want to see more discussion on housing. I want to see a lot more discussion about the use of technology in older people and how we address some of the care issues we're going to have from technology. I want to see discussion about how we address the lifestyle issues and the novel psychoactive substances. We're doing it all to a degree, but we need to do it more and more thorough. And this gives us an idea of where we will be if we let things continue as they are.